Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good evening. This is Pastor Morgan, Ulysses Morgan Jr., and I'm here today on this wonderful radio station to bring to you another word from the Lord. I am delighted that you have tuned in to hear this broadcast, and we just thank God for all of you who are listening to this broadcast at this time. It is my prayer that I bring you quality broadcasting concerning the Word of God that will enlighten you and help you to go further in life. With all the things that are happening today in this world, we need an encouraging word. We need for God to speak to His prophets, His pastors, His teachers, to give us what we need in this hour. So we just thank God for this opportunity to be able to come before you and for you to hear the Word of God. Amen. Some of you may be listening by your phone or whatever you may be listening by. We thank God. But if you're not, call somebody up and let them know that we are on the air. You'll be surprised who you may be blessing at this time. This could be a ministry for you, glory to God, to reach a soul. So we thank God for it. Our mailing address, again, is P.O. Box 492 here in Cordial, Georgia, 31010. And we are delighted, glory to God, that you are writing in to us. And we just give God the glory for all that He is doing. Now, we want to get into the Word of God. We want to get into what I feel He has laid upon my heart to say today. And we're going to be talking on the topic under the part two of Be What You Were Created to Be. And I feel strong about this because there are many people, amen, who have been battered by life, which has directed them to go in the direction that they were not supposed to go in. They're not purposed for. Glory to God. And sometimes life will drive you in that direction. It makes you wonder. It makes you think about where God is and what He's doing. Glory to God. And in this world that we live in now, we need a comforter. Amen. We need the Holy Spirit to let us know exactly what the directions that we need to take. And sometimes the direction that you need to take is to wait. David said, wait on the Lord and be of good courage, and He's going to strengthen your heart. Amen. Now, if you're going to believe the Word of God, you got to believe all of it. And if you spoke that to David, he can speak it to you. Glory to God. Another thing that he said to David when he had no one to encourage him, he said, I will encourage myself in the Lord. Because David had enough in him to understand that he was in the will of God and God was doing great things with him. And there are going to be times when you are going to be by yourself. It's going to be purposed by God because He wants you to depend on Him and not necessarily who you have with you. Glory to God. He'll send you people to encourage you. He'll touch you. But most of all, He's going to give you a time when it seems like you're all by yourself because He wants you to depend on Him. Amen. I've been there. I know what I'm talking about. And this may not be my last time being there because God needs to know that my trust is in Him. Your trust is in Him, regardless of who is around you. Amen. No one that you can depend on more than you can God, so we must understand that. Amen. So that's what I want to do is to encourage them to know the gift, encourage all of you to know the gift that has been embedded in you from birth. Glory to God. From birth. Glory to God. A gifted area that's to prosper and enjoy life like God wants us to enjoy it. Amen. So I want you to be what you were created to be and understand what that is. One of the things that we're going to talk about now is the prophets. I'm going to go to 1 Kings, the 13th chapter, and I'm going to show you a gentleman who reneged on what he was supposed to do and lost out with God. And this is something that you don't want to do. 1 Kings 13 chapter talks about the disobedient prophet. Amen. And what happens, and I'm just going to read the sixth verse. And the king answered and said unto him, Man of God, entreat now the face of the Lord thy God, and pray for me that my hand may be restored again unto me. Because this prophet went and preached the word of God to the king as God told him to do. And now watch this. God gave him instructions. You have to always understand that God will give you instructions on the direction that he wants you to take. The word of God is a lamp unto my feet and light unto my path, and God will give it to you. He told the prophet to go and prophesy to this kingdom. He said, when you go into the city, do not eat anything, do not drink anything, do not lodge at anyone's house. And when you leave the city, do not leave the same way you entered in. Glory to God. Now, sometimes things seem puzzling to us when God gives us direction, but God knows what he's doing. He knows what he's doing. So the prophet of God, in whom God chose to take this task on, went to this kingdom, and as he went to this kingdom, he prophesied to the king and told the king what was to be. And one of the king's servants got so angry he reached at him to bring harm to him, and his hand withered, and he ended up having to pray to this prophet to restore the hand that was withered. Amen. And that was the hand that he was going to attack him with. There are times when there'll be people who will attack you, and God will allow them to end up calling you back to pray for them to come out of situations that they tried to put you in. Oh, my goodness. We got to understand the word of God. Many of you, amen, you get ready, glory to God. Don't worry about giving tit for tat, because what's going to happen is those in whom who have attacked you, God's going to create, glory to God, a scenario to where if they want to get healed, they want to get delivered, they want to be set free, they'll have to come to you to ask to pray for them. Glory to God. It has happened so many times. And so what this prophet did, he went in there and he prophesied and he got ready to leave and left out, and there was an old prophet there. An old prophet, which is an indication that this particular prophet used to be used by God, but he was backslidden. And as he got ready to leave, he got the news that this prophet was leaving out, and he ran to them and sent messengers and told him to come into his house and eat. This prophet told him, he says, no, I can't do that. God has instructed me with specific instructions as to what I must do because of what he has placed in me to do. And this other prophet said that God has spoke to him too and told him to tell you to come back. Now I've got to interject this because we must understand a principle. We have to understand that when God speaks to a person in the way of a prophecy, glory to God, it is always, in my understanding and my study, that God will speak a word to you to confirm what he has already spoken to you in your spirit. And I'm a firm believer that if it doesn't confirm what God has already said, then do not react upon it. Continue to be where you are, what you are, and carry out what God told you until the word is confirmed. God did not confirm this word in the prophet that he sent there, and yet he turned back and went to the house where this prophet was. And as they were sitting down eating, God now then used this old prophet to prophesy to the one that he called in there and said that judgment is about to fall on you because you did not follow the directions of God. You strayed away from what God called you to be and what God called you to do. And amen. You strayed away from it, and because you did this, he says, your carcass are going to lie in the street. Amen. You're going to die. Glory to God. And sure enough, when he left out, a lion met him and tore his body to pieces and stood there and did not touch the mule that he was riding. And the old prophet went out and got him and buried him, glory to God, because he acted in an area God did not call him to act in. He went to a place God did not call him to go to. And he allowed somebody who had left God to persuade him to do something God didn't call him to do, and then prophesy the judgment upon him. And I can imagine how this prophet felt when he got the news. This is why you have to be what God has called you to be. Do what God has called you to do. And he will confirm it, and you will know the prophet that is speaking to you, or the preacher or the pastor that is speaking to you, because God is going to place something in your spirit to confirm the word that is being said. Glory to God. Be what God created you to be and not be what somebody else wants you to be. Do what God wants you to do and not what somebody else wants you to do. One of my pet peeves is that when I see people, meet people, greet people, and I've met many, many people, one of the things that I've learned in my ministry is that when you see people, glory to God, watch how they react towards you, glory to God, when you are being given upon. Amen. Because that will tell you exactly what type of person they are. Also, watch a person to see if they're their own person. Anytime you got people, every time you look around, somebody's persuading them to do something, that's a double-minded person, unstable in all his ways, and you have to watch out, because if not, you will fall in that same category yourself. Amen. So you cannot fall into this category and expect God to bless you like he needs to bless you. I'm going to be all that God called me to be. I'm going to know when God, I've prayed, I've studied, and there's nothing, amen, except maybe a calling in my life. But other than that, there's nothing in me that God won't do with anybody else. There's nothing in any preacher, glory to God, is in the way of directions that God won't give you, as he's given it to them. You will know when God is directing you and moving you. And when you know that, move upon that and do not allow people to cause you to get out of your calling, out of your ministry, just because it looks good, sound good, feel good, taste good. Amen. At the end results, there will not be, an end, an expected end. There will not be an end like you expect it to be, because God operates in his will. We have our own mind, and we have to understand the difference between the enemy directing and God directing. And you got to know the voice, and God speaks by his word. Satan never speaks by his word and by the word of God and quotes it like it should be. And you have to have your own mind. You cannot follow your feelings and decide that this is God. You've got to know what is God. And everybody, though, and everyone needs a leader to lead them. You've got to have somebody over you. God is good. Now, let me talk about David. I'm going to talk about David. And if you want to turn to your Bibles to it, you can turn to 1 Samuel, the 17th chapter. And I want to read something here concerning David, and I'm going to start at 38th verse, and I want you to follow me closely as I read. Now watch this. If you have your Bibles, you can turn to it and mark it. If not, just mark it down and watch what I'm about to say. Here it goes. 1 Samuel 17 and 38 says, "And Samuel armed David with his armor, and he put on helmet of brass upon his head. Also, he armed him with a coat of mail." Now, if you know the story, the army of Israel is backed up by Goliath, the Philistine, and David is out there now because God had a plan to bring David to the forefront. Everybody tried to keep David in the background, tending sheep, but God chose him. And listen, I don't care who you are, where you are, where you listen to me at, amen, you are chosen for something that God wants you to do. It may not be what you think it is. It may not be what somebody, but you are chosen. You are not created or made in this earth and not be chosen to do a work for the Lord. Glory to God. And you're only going to be gifted. You're only going to be successful. You're only going to be prosperous in what God has called you to be. Irrespective of what your desires are, you're only going to be anointed. And then what happens is that, and I'm going to show you in a little bit, when you fall out of what you were created to be, you get frustrated because things are not working like it's supposed to, and you fail to realize what's happening, fall back into what God called you. You're trying to make something happen that God didn't cause to happen, and you go through life frustrated. So here's David now that's there, and Saul and the army is backed up. And David is now intervening, wanting to know what's going on. And David takes on the task of taking on Goliath, which is a 9-foot a warrior of the Philistines, full of armor. And David is just a boy having no armor on, just a slingshot. And so Saul grants him the wish to go before the Philistines. And so Saul armed David and put on his armor and everything because that's what Saul felt was, how can I say it, was appropriate for battle. That's what Saul felt was the protection that was needed for battle. That's what Saul had his trust in for battle. Now watch this. And David girded his sword upon his armor, and he arrayed to go, for he had not proved it. Afraid to go, but he did not prove it. And David said unto Saul, look what he said. I cannot go with these, for I have not proved them. And David put them off of him. This ain't what God called me to use. This is not what he has placed in my hand. This is not anointed. Amen. For me to put on, this is not me. It may be you, but it's not me. You have all this on, and yet you're back in the corner. So if it's not doing you any good, how is it that it's going to do me any good? Oh, yes. Amen. All your army have it on, and they are still afraid. And then David says, I don't need this. One day God delivered a bear into my hands and a lion into my hands, and I didn't have any of this stuff on. So I have to be what God called me to be, operate where God wants me to operate, use what he has given me to use. And it seems like this slingshot I got is no match for this sword. Amen. But if God is in it, and this is what God gave me, then I'm going to use what God, because it's not me doing it anyway, it's going to be God. When you operate in the calling and in the gift that God has called you to operate in, amen, it's up to him. He is obligated to cause an increase in your life according to the gift that he's placed in you if you are operating in it. Now, this is what you have been created to do. You have to do it. David was to be king. He was to be king when he was herding sheep. David was ordained. David was chosen. David was placed in the background, pushed back, wasn't even brought forth for Samuel to anoint. Amen, until Samuel had to stay there and make sure all the sons came up. David's daddy, his own daddy, didn't even feel like he was worthy to be anointed to be king over Israel. So they tried to hide him back there because they felt like he's not the one. But what God created and put in him to do could not be hid. It could not be stopped. It could not be, my God, it could not be stopped. It could not be hindered. It could not be any of that because God put something in him, and if he followed the rules of God, what God placed in him has to come out. Didn't look like it, didn't look like he was able, didn't look like he wasn't even of age. So they say his age factor played a part in it because man looks at all these outward appearances and all these factors, but God looks at the heart. And so David took that armor off because he said, this is not me. How many of y'all have said that? How many times people have tried to push you into something that you know that's not you? That's not what you're called to do. That's not what you feel led to do. I feel that this, and even if you felt led to do something, it's good to wait on God because God will confirm what he's created you to do. He will open a door that you will walk in. You don't have, see, here's the key. Here's something a lot of people don't realize. We're always talking about there's an open door. There's a door. You got to walk in the door. Yes. Well, who created the door? You don't create a door. God creates the door. Glory to God. And places you in front of the door. And you go through the door, that's right. But he creates the door because he puts you in front of a door that you are capable of opening because of what he has placed inside of you. Now, many of you may not want to hear that, but that's true. And there are many of you that's listening to me right now. God has placed something in you. He's getting ready to open doors. He's getting ready to put you forth. He's getting ready to bring you out from the background, put you in the forefront. He's getting ready to bless you. He's getting ready. You already are seeing things happening in your life. You saw something yesterday. You saw things last week. You saw something last month. This is the year of jubilation, the year of jubilee. I can't give you the testimonies right now of what God was doing in my life because my time is about to run out. Maybe next week I'll do it, but right now this is the year of jubilation. Many of you that are listening to me now, you're not listening to me by accident, coincidence, or you didn't have anything else to do. You tuned in to this radio broadcast because God had you to hear this word. Get ready. Here is the word for you. Get ready to move into what he has created you to be. It will not be hard. It will not be strenuous. Amen. It will not be a strain to pull it. It will not be difficult. What God created you to do, he has placed the tools inside of you. You see it. Don't try to use tools for some other work when you have the tools for yours. Don't use the tools for some other gift. Use the tools that you are gifted in. Amen. You cannot work on a car with doctor's instruments. You cannot work on a car with a stethoscope. You can't work on a car with thermometers on. You cannot go into a doctor's office and become a doctor with a ratchet and a screwdriver. You have to use God has placed the tools. Use the tools in which you are gifted in. And it will work so easy, but it's here. It's upon many of you right now. I'm not talking just to talk. I'm not talking just because I want somebody to feel good on this radio broadcast. I'm not talking just because it is a radio broadcast and I'm on here. I'm not talking for you to even give me praise or whatever. That's not the issue. The thing is I want people to understand that God has called you in a particular calling, your gift. You were created for excellence. You were created for good. You were created to praise him. You were created for joy. You were created, amen, to give him glory and give him glory in the off office that he's called you in, you were created and you were blessed to have the necessities that it takes to complete the job. Amen. And it won't be a strain. Don't let the enemy worry you to death. Don't let him work on your mind. Don't let him make you think, amen, this day everything is fine. Tomorrow you're worried about what's going to happen. The next day, everything, you're giving God praise. And now the next week, you're wondering what's going on. What? Listen, listen. That God has to stand back and wait till you stabilize your spirit. You have to stabilize your spirit. Amen. I'm talking from experience myself. I had to stabilize my spirit. One day, amen, things going wrong and going bad, I'll just give you this here in the few minutes that I do have. I've recently been in an accident that should have been detrimental, amen, but God brought me out, amen. He brought me out of it. He brought the other party out of it. Glory to God. We have some problems. I have a little minor things here and there, glory to God, and I just believe, God, that I'm healed. I'm still doing what I need to do, glory to God. But I don't look at the accident as a disaster or tragedy in my life. Glory to God. It took away our only transportation, but you know what? God is opening doors. I know it. I see it. I smell it. It's just like when we were children. You can smell the rain coming. You can't see it, but you can smell the rain coming. I smell the rain coming. It's coming. It's about to rain, glory to God. It's about to rain down joy. The blessings are there. Glory to God. And God's going to provide. He cannot expect for you to do what he's created you to do and not provide for you the things that you need to do it with. Make sense? Glory to God. So we have to understand that principle. Amen. You're getting ready to come forth. You're getting ready to blossom. You're getting ready to bloom. Many of you are going to be bloom. You're going to bloom where you've been planted. You're going to blossom where you've been planted. Glory to God. Every tree, every plant, every vegetable, everything that goes, they always produce where they've been planted. Glory to God. It's the principle. Then they're taken up and moved somewhere else. God's going to do it for you. Get ready for it. Amen. Relax. Stay in God. Don't get anxious for nothing. Watch and see what God's going to do. If I be a man of God, you watch and see what God's getting ready to do in somebody's life that's listening to me right now. I don't know who you are. I don't know your name. I don't know what city you're in, what state you're in. I understand this broadcast reaches all over the country just about. Glory to God. But if it does, I'm talking, don't think that because I don't see you that this word is not for you. Glory to God. I'm glad I don't. Amen. But God is watching you right now, and you need to prepare yourself. I'm going to close, but I'm going to say prepare yourself. Write this down on a piece of paper, preparation. Preparation. Prepare yourself. Get ready for it. Get ready. Amen. You ain't got to push it, prompt it, make it happen. No, God will do it. But you just get ready and see what's going to happen. Moses, maybe next week I'll tell you about Moses. Moses' mother had to release him, and look what happened. He came back to her, and she got paid for keeping him. She didn't make it happen. She had to release certain things. Moses became what he didn't make it happen. God orchestrated the whole thing. God's going to orchestrate things in your life. P.O. Box 492 is my mailing address. Cordial, Georgia, 31010 is the zip code. We'd love to hear from you if you're listening to this broadcast. We'd love for you, amen, to send a testimony to us so we'll know who you are. But get ready and watch God move on your behalf. Amen. Be what you were created. And let God do the rest. And I guarantee you, you won't regret it. And it's not going to be a long time coming. I want to say this last thing. This year, many of you are going to have a great testimony. Share it and let God get the glory out of it. Till our next broadcast, this is Dr. Morgan saying God bless you and God keep you is my prayer.